Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowell. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question, and I do want to welcome our latest additional station, AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake City and throughout the Salt Lake Valley, with a special thanks to Program Director Dino Costa. And Mike, tell us what's on the agenda today. What are we going to be talking about?
I'll tell you what, our good friend Dino Costa is getting a lot of airtime. His name's being mentioned a lot. Yeah. So, Dino, yeah, you must be doing a heck of a job in Salt Lake City. Kudos to you and your station. But, hey, listen, we've got a riveting discussion, landmark decision. The NCAA is now going to have to pay its college athletes, and our good friend, who has become a good friend of the show, Peter Gropperlund, who is a sports attorney. He's an attorney who specializes in the world of sports, and he is the go-to guy on a matter like this. I mean, this is equivalent to a 7.1 Loma Prieta earthquake hitting the Bay Area. I mean, this is going to rock the landscape. This is how big this is. But could you imagine? I'm going to use this as a tease for Peter, but imagine the great Jim Thorpe with the mighty Indian school, Carlisle School of Indians, if he was to get paid back in the day, and arguably the greatest athlete in American history, what would he say? What would Bill Walton say? What would John Wooden say? I mean, you talk about historical significance. Everything changes. So Peter's our go-to guy. We're looking forward to having him, and I know he's standing by in that beautiful little box. we'll be with him in just a moment.
And we're going to cut out for our first commercial break here, and I noticed that our other co-host, Russell Jackman, is going to join us in the second segment as well. All right, audience, stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Our special guest is Beetle Doppelrud. And Mike, you want to reintroduce our guest, then we'll go on with all of these topics because there's a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Well, yeah, let's eloquently said his name. Peter's standing by. And Peter, as we alluded to, sports law attorney, specializes in really anything. It used to be, and it was a sports agent as well. Excuse me, as my voice goes south or north, for that matter. But Peter, welcome to the show. We love having you back because college sports is forever changing. The landscape has been rocked. Athletes now have to get paid. What would John Wooden say? That's my question. What would John Wooden say?
And let me tag on to that. My big question is it just going to be the biggest schools with the most endowments get the best players? Go ahead, Peter.
Well, I think it's even though the judge approved the long-awaited approval in the House settlement on Friday night, she was like media savvy doing a late Friday night news dump. There's still a lot to be sorted out here and a lot that people have been planning for, or at least they better have been planning for since May of 24, when the NCAA and the plaintiffs tentatively agreed to this settlement. To kind of recap, what's been out there, sort of ad nauseum all over the weekend. What the settlement means is that first off, there will be a payment of damages to athletes, certain athletes who participated in collegiate athletics between 2016 and the date of the approval of the settlement. That amount is about $2.6 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars that would be paid out over a 10-year period.
Let me ask you, Peter, how did they get to that date? Why did they start at 2016?
That was the case was filed in 2020, and the statute of limitations for antitrust is 4 years. So they did a look back at 4 years. This case has been pending since 2020. But the bigger piece, and the piece I think, Mike, that you're referring to in terms of what's going to happen with collegiate athletics going forward, is the settlement allows schools. In fact, it requires the defendant schools, and the defendants are only the schools, the so-called Power Four schools, plus Notre Dame. It requires them to begin paying up to $20.5 million per year to their athletes. There's a cap on what they can pay, and this is supposedly for their NIL. This is going to put them into contracts with their schools for group licensing and other sorts of, quote, NIL opportunities. In addition to that, there used to be limitations on the number of scholarships within each sport in Division I. Those are gone now, at least for the Power Four schools, and those schools outside the Power Four that decide to opt in to this piece of the settlement, they'll be replaced by roster limits, which in some cases will be make for more opportunities for athletes. In some cases, it's going to take away some spots.
So Peter, you said that there's a limit of $25 million. Is there a limit on per person also?
No. It's 20. It's 20.5. It's based on a formula of 22% of certain of the average of certain revenues that Power Four schools have over that analyzed over a period of years.
So in theory, they have one major athlete, they could pay it all to one guy.
They could. But here's where things are going to get more interesting. The allocation of the damages piece of the settlement was set by the plaintiff's economist, and that provides for 75% of that $2.6 billion to go to football players at the Power Four schools. The other 15% goes to basketball players, basketball players at the Power Four schools. 5% to women's basketball at Power Four schools, and 5% to all other athletes within Division I that qualify for that. The estimates are, although it's going to be up to each school to decide how to pay out that $20.5 million per year, estimates are they're going to use the same allocation formula as the damages. In other words, football is going to get the bulk of this money.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. It's all the economists figured out how much income comes in based on that. So it's not like, you know, he likes football more than the other.
Well, it makes sense from that standpoint, but it raises potentially some very complicated questions with regard to a number of things, not the least of which is compliance with Title IX. And there are arguments out there, and there are likely to be lawsuits with regard to these payments, because any kind of financial assistance that comes from a school to a student athlete has to be distributed in a proportional amount to the number of athlete men and women athletes participating.
Oh, wow!
And the question then becomes whether this revenue sharing qualifies under the language of the regulations for Title IX as financial assistance. That's yet to be decided by the courts.
I mean, the way I look at it, if for some reason it was, you know, women's basketball was 10 times more revenue generating than men's, then the women should get most of the money. I got no problem with that. It should just, you know, but that's me. Go ahead, Mike.
It's fair to say, we all know this, equality is out the door, okay? They're doing this almost, quote, equity. In the name of equity, equality. No. Football, basketball, Peter and I, we spoke to this last time we had Peter on, are all the big breadwinners. They bring in the majority of really the funding for the athletic department. Sorry, Charlie. Women's soccer, I love the sport. Not going to be paid well. Field hockey, women's swimming, men's swimming. So there's a huge disparity. Peter, I don't know what you can say to this, but truly equity and equality is not going to be found in this decision.
And don't forget about bowling. What about the bowling team?
Rodeo, too.
There's a bunch of sports out there that are very dependent upon football for their budgets. Yep. There's no question about that. But there is that nagging little thing of a federal law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex in programs supported by federal funding. And every college and university within Division I is supported by federal funding. So we'll leave it to the lawyers.
Okay. All right. We're gonna cut to our first commercial break. I know Russell's got something he's got to do right now, but I'm sure he'll pop right in with some great questions himself. All right. Here's our first trivia question. Which is the only band to have played in Antarctica? That's our trivia question. All right. Which is good the one. Only band to have played in Antarctica? Even though I'll give you a hint, I don't think this is going to help. It happened in 2013. And I think the reason they did that is they wanted to play on all seven continents. So that was the goal of that. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue on with Pete Gopperud. But also, we want to talk about, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. My guess is that's not going to last too long. I figured the Thunder were going to win. I figured first in five games, but after that exciting win by Indiana, game one, I think maybe it'll go to six games. But I still think my prediction is the Thunder will take it. But I'm not a betting man, so I don't place any bets on it. And if you do bet on one and you lose, don't blame me, okay? This is just my personal opinion. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, who we haven't heard from yet, and Peter Golfarud, our special guest. Trivia question number one: which is the only band to have played in Antarctica?
I'm going to guess U2.
You're going to say that too? No, actually, it was Metallica. Metallica was the only band
who played. Really?
Yeah, I don't know how many people. They didn't say how many people they played for. But Mike, you have a question for our guest?
I used to see Lars, the drummer for Metallica, out in the batting cages out in Lucas Valley Road. He took us out. I had a conversation one time and didn't really even know who he was. I'm like, all right, whatever, it's cool. Nice guy. Anyways, had to share that one. Very profound comment there by me. Peter, you know, since 2021, athletes have been able to make money from like third parties. So I guess essentially boosters, organized groups, they call them collectives. They use the NIL money. It's like almost like de facto salaries. And so, you know, paying millions of dollars to top rated football players and basketball players. But now I think, and guide us, the money will come directly from the athletic department. And of course, decades ago, years ago, that would have been, you know, they would have had the local police department and sheriff's department jumping in the athletic center to do an investigation. But so where does this all leave us now?
And how does recruiting?
It's clearly going to impact recruiting. And Mike, to your point, the third party NIL stuff is still going to be there. It is absolutely going to be there. It is, however, going to be under the terms of the settlement. Any deal from a third party for more than $600 is subject to review by an independent agency that has now been set up. Deloitte, the accounting firm, is going to be handling the review of all these, and they will be working within a newly created entity called the College Sports Commission that was launched over the weekend, immediately following the approval of the settlement. The College Sports Commission is going to be responsible for enforcement of all aspects of the settlement. Basically, they're taking away almost all of the NCAA's enforcement responsibilities previously existed.
That's actually my question on the recruiting part. I mean, obviously, it'll affect recruiting, but I'm wondering if they're going to change any of the rules. Like, you know, you can't talk to high school players. And you know, there's certain specific barriers I wonder how many of those have changed during this also.
Well, some of them have changed over the last few years, at least in particular, the use of NIL as a recruitment tool has been very prevalent under the table, if you will, for a while, and then above the table following a decision by a federal court in Tennessee that caused the NCAA to basically put a pause on all of its rules with regard to NIL and its use as a recruitment tool. Where that goes now remains to be seen. And the other thing that's out there are a number of state laws, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, for example, that are in complete conflict with some of the terms of the settlement.
Russell, you've been waiting kind of patiently. Did you have any comments or questions for Peter?
No, college sports isn't really one of my specialties, so I'm going to wait for you guys to circle around to an area that I have more of an opinion on.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Peter, you are an attorney who specializes in sports law. You're a professor. Teach right now, and you've been a dean of law schools, and you're at Florida A&M. And so in your years, because you're really a pioneer in sports law didn't really exist when you were first practicing. You told me that. Where does this in the pantheon of sports issues land in your barometer? I mean, is this as big of a situations you've seen in sports law, because it really changes the college sports business kind of entity, doesn't it?
Oh, I think there's no doubt about that, Mike. This decision is as big as any that there has ever been in regard to collegiate sports, for sure, from the judicial perspective. The only thing that I think comes close that actually paved the way for this was the decision in the mid-80s by the U.S. Supreme Court with regard to the NCAA's restrictions on football television. That said that those restrictions were a violation of the antitrust laws, and that basically opened the door then for us to have, instead of three games a week on Saturday of college football, today, Sunday is probably the only day of the week where there's not college football broadcast, and what that has meant, of course, is a lot of bucks. And that's how we got to here, really, was with the that case is NCAA versus Board of Regents, it set the stage, I think, for 41 years later, the House settlement to be approved. But as I said, there are a lot of unanswered questions and likely to be a bunch more in the way of litigation. Right now, there are probably half a dozen cases pending with regard to challenges to the NCAA's eligibility rules. You have 5 years to play four seasons of your sport. There are three different courts that have found that rule to be an antitrust violation. And the reason that these cases are coming is because of this amount of money that's going to be available. It is particularly important for some of these players to be able to stay in school another year or maybe another 2 or 3 years to be able to make NIL money, especially if they can make pretty good NIL money, but they're not likely to be able to play in the NFL or the NBA.
And the thing that's really kind of cool about this, too, is the fact that a lot of these players who are going to make this money, you know, they'll get hurt before they go to the pros, or there'll be some reason why they don't go to the pros. So it's kind of nice that, you know, they've kind of had a boost to their bank account.
Well, and, I go back to I've been urging in different programs and in a couple of different articles that I wrote back in the 90s that it was time to pay players in some way or another. But at the same time, there are all sorts of logistical, legal, and practical challenges to it. Think back to, not that long ago in my part of the world here in Florida, when you could go into the student union bookstore in Gainesville and see Tim Tebow's jersey for sale for $75. His name was not on it, but his number was there. And they were selling hundreds and hundreds of those, and he didn't get a dime for that. And that sort of thing happened all over the country.
And I know one of the arguments also was the fact that a lot of these guys got full ride scholarships, and so there was effectively they got paid to go to college.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, it's all fine and dandy, but since 2021 and Peter, really, the whole crux of this, we're going to be viewing these athletes are going to be treated like entertainers now. Okay, they're really the entertainers under the guise of a call. So athletes who are making this money, and I think that's an interesting term that I read. Any thoughts on that? Because they are essentially now paid entertainers.
Well, they're going to be paid upfront and legally entertainers. I think we all understand that there's an entertainment element to collegiate sports that has always been there, and B, there's payments that have always been there. They just haven't been always recognized unless somebody got caught in an NCAA investigation.
If you were to grab your magic crystal ball, rub it four times, and then tap it on top, do you foresee a absolute, massive problem, for lack of a better phrase, when it comes to, let's say, the women's field hockey team, the girls' rugby team. At some point they're going to say, this isn't fair. We're putting in as much hard work, time, and effort. Plus, we go to school, and all this is a full time job. But when is that going to come down? Do you foresee that?
Oh, I foresee that probably within the next 60 days. I think that there will be there'll be Title IX lawsuits. The payments will start can start effective July 1. Under the revenue share payment piece of the settlement. Most of the athletes who are going to be participating this fall and within the next academic year have already had contracts presented to them for their piece of the revenue share.
Gotcha. Hey, guys, let's go to our next commercial break here. Excuse me. What is the only animal species where males get pregnant? What's the only animal species where males get pregnant? And I kind of look at this question, I go, well, then wouldn't they be females? I don't know how they would know the difference, but okay. That's our trivia question. Stay with us, Sports Econ 101. I'll be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids. Located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown. Michael McDowell here, also Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Peter Goppelrud. Peter Goppelrud. Second trivia question, what's the only animal species where males get pregnant?
Is it the clownfish?
Clownfish? No, but you are in the right section of the earth. It's a seahorse.
I was going to say, was it the seahorse?
Yeah, but I don't understand. If it's just one of, isn't that just the female then? I don't know.
See, here's
understand.
The thing, and I'm not going to get too nerdy on you. The clownfish changes sex. It starts off as a male, then it turns female, and then it turns back to male again. So I don't know technically if that counts or not. You know,
that, you know what? I'll give you credit for that. That's okay. Pretty good. Here, finish up your. We know that your time is running short. Go ahead and finish off about.
Yeah, I was before the break. I was talking about the fact that most of the players who are going to benefit, football players, other fall sports athletes, both male and female, have particularly at the Power Four schools, have already been presented with contracts that spell out what they're going to make for their piece of the revenue share, what their responsibilities are, and so on. And hopefully they've all gotten some review of those contracts by an attorney. My guess is they haven't, but that's a different topic altogether. The issue that you raised, Mike, with regard to women on the rugby team or the field hockey team challenging any of this, that's where I'm saying within the next 60 days, when these payments are going to start July 1, somebody somewhere and maybe multiple somebodies are going to sue their schools for Title IX violations based upon disproportionate allocations of the revenue share money. It's not going to be 2 or 3 years down the road. It's going to be very soon.
Gotcha. Peter, thank you so much. I know your time is limited. One last thing from Mike.
You got one time. I think he's got one time for one last question. Don't you,
Peter? Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He's got a few more minutes. Hey, Peter, quick question. I've asked you before, but I think since we're rehashing this new decision and topic, but clearly we've said, they don't exist anymore. Big Ten, SEC, ACC, the Big Three. I guess there's a fourth conference with, Arizona, BYU, that conference.
My alma mater's conference.
Kansas is in there, yes. So let's say there's four power players. And are they really just going to run the rule? I mean, absolutely just run the table in terms of prestige, power, and really just able to kind of buy their way and own the college landscape.
I think there's definitely some danger there. At this moment, there's actually a proposal circulating among Division I schools that would give the Power Four conferences 65% voting rights on every NCAA committee. That would mean that basically 70 schools are going to absolutely control everything that impacts 350 schools total. I think what we may see in the not too distant future is a break off by the Power Four or a portion of the Power Four for football purposes. The fear of the other schools is that they're going to break off completely and take the basketball tournament with them. And reason, the schools in the so-called group of six, the other FBS conferences, plus what are called the CCA 22, the lower 22 Division I conferences, they're acting very cautiously right now because they can't afford to lose that basketball tournament piece of things. That is a big piece of the lifeblood of those lower tier conferences is the money from the basketball tournament. That's going to tell us a lot, I think. How the College Sports Commission morphs into whether it's strictly going to be an enforcement arm or whether eventually it's going to be something that runs all of college sports and replaces the NCAA. And then there's what does Congress do, if anything? And my hope is nothing, but that's only because I have a high level of confidence and concern that Congress, if it steps in, is fully capable of completely screwing up the works.
Yeah.
Well done. You know, and further, okay. But guys like Edward, you know, okay, we mentioned Cal Poly football team, Cal Poly rodeo team, Wyoming, the Cowboys, Georgia Southern, Florida A&M, all those schools that, and there's so many more, Citadel, Washington State, San Jose State. All those schools have so much heart and passion. People love these teams. But what's going to happen to these programs? Is because, you know, I love rooting for the little guy. And I think America does, too. But, you know, we're going to be sick and tired of seeing Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and, Florida playing. But you know what I'm saying. But what's going to happen to these great institutions that America loves?
Well, that's where the challenge is going to come, and there are a number of those schools down the food chain, if you will, that have already decided to opt in to the settlement, and by that means they're trying to find some bucks. They're not going to spend $20.5 million, but maybe they will come up with $5 million that they can pay their athletes that they wouldn't be able to pay otherwise. But if they do that, then they have to switch over from scholarship limits to roster limits and buy into the whole piece. This next weekend, June 15th, Sunday, is the deadline under the terms of the settlement for schools outside of the Power Four to opt in to the settlement. Power Four schools have no option. They're in it. They are the defendants. They settled. The remaining Division I schools can opt in. One final tweak on this that I might have mentioned when we spoke the last time, but the schools that could have a very interesting advantage are Big East and Big West, West Coast Conference schools that are basketball only. If they opt in, and the Big East schools are opting in, they can spend still up to $20.5 million all on basketball.
And so we're talking about University of San Francisco, Gonzaga, Pepperdine, Loyola Maryland, those types of schools?
Gonzaga is now Big 12 for basketball.
That's right. Okay, they're good.
But like St. John's, Creighton. Okay. Marquette, all of those schools. I mean, St. John's already is a preseason number one coming up for this next year, and they're already estimates that they're going to spend maybe $8 or $10 million on basketball, and they've got donors that can help them come up with that kind of money.
Great. Peter, thank you so much. I know your time is limited, right at the top of the hour. Really appreciate you coming on.
I enjoyed it, guys, and happy to be a resource for you down the road.
Terrific.
Thanks, Peter.
All right. And we're going to go on to talk a little professional sports, and this is where I know Russell will want to come in. Let's talk about the Thunder and Indiana. Again, my prediction was originally before the series started was five games that it was going to take the Thunder five games, but I'm pushing that to six games just because of Halliburton with that awesome shot at the end. Isn't it incredible? It's like
I still think that first game win is maybe, in my opinion, the most mysterious NBA Finals victory that I've ever seen in my life.
You think about it. That was the only lead they had was the last second.
But not just that. You look at the scores. Shai Gilgeous had 38 points. Okay. Mm-hmm. The highest leading scorer for Indiana was 19 for Pascal Siakam. Yeah, the game by Halliburton, you'd say, oh, well, he probably had, a monster game. 14 points, 10 rebounds, which was impressive, but not the eye opener. And you would have thought, well, he probably had 20 assists. Then he had six assists. And he was tied with Nemhard, I think, for...
They spread it out quite a bit.
Yeah, it was just an entire team victory that got them the win. And it did surprise me that they were able to pull that off. As you said, the only time they led was with 0.4 seconds left in the entire game. So, you'd say they're not going to be able to duplicate that, but they've already proven that they have the ability to do that. And I'm beginning to think it might not be a slam dunk for Oklahoma City to win all this, you know?
Yeah, what is your prediction, though?
The numbers say that Oklahoma City has to win. You know, the 68-win team doesn't just fold to a 52-win team, you know? But I was saying to my friend that Indiana is probably the quietest and most unassuming 52-win team that the league has ever had. And for them to accomplish what they've accomplished, even if they don't win any more games in the finals, they've already proven that they're much more of a capable team than I think anyone would have thought of. And you can just ask Thibodeau how competent they are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a tough act. I mean, you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals the first time since 2002 for your team, and you get fired anyway.
That's unbelievable. But don't you guys don't find it refreshing? And again, yeah, it's always nice to have the Golden State Warriors, the Knicks, the Celtics, your marquee teams, the Lakers. But it's so nice to have these smaller market teams, particularly Oklahoma, Indiana. I mean, this is good for the game of basketball.
I agree. You get to know the players more. You know, it's like, you know, if you didn't really follow basketball too much, you get Tyrese Halliburton. Okay, I'm not familiar with him, right? But then, you know, I mean, as an average fan, right? But then you start watching this stuff and you go, wow, holy smokes. I mean, unfortunately, Pascal Siakam still has he's a great player and all that. But after the Raptors beat our Warriors, unbelievably, that was a frustrating one for me because Pascal had a big part to that.
Well, so the injuries, you know, Thompson and Durant were hurt, you know, and I think if they'd been healthy, then the Warriors would have won that one. And who knows what the fate of the league would have been if the Warriors won three titles in a row.
Yeah, you know? good point. Just before we go to our break here, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Do you think he maybe makes it the whole season?
I didn't hear that was official. Did he officially sign with the Steelers?
It's a done deal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
You know, obviously he's still a Hall of Fame player, but how old is he now? 40 something?
41 or 2, right around there.
You know, Tom Brady played till what? He was 41?
Yeah, no, if he's healthy, he can play. Why not? I mean,
he's not.
We don't know.
I'm willing to bet you he winds up being a dog out there and accomplishes nothing.
I just don't think he has it. Okay, third trivia question, guys. In which U.S. state is it illegal to remarry the same person four times? Isn't that a crazy question? All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Our third trivia question: in which state is it illegal to remarry the same person four times? Apparently, you can do it three times, but you can't do it four times. Go ahead, Mike.
Nevada?
That's actually a good guess. No, it's Kentucky.
Kentucky, really? That's shocking. Yeah. I was going to say Utah.
Yeah, that would have been a good one, too. Yeah, Nevada, yeah.
Hey, off the air, we talked about the Swinging A's, formerly of Oakland, now Sacramento, 26-41. Yay, good for the A's. Last place. Just want to say shout out to Sacramento.
Yeah, just like the shout Colorado Rockies. Shout out to Fisher.
He couldn't happen to a nicer owner.
Yeah. And the Colorado Rockies, you think they're going to kick the whole team down to AAA? I don't know. They're like,
if they disbanded the Colorado Rockies, would anybody notice? If the Colorado Rockies.
People in Denver.
If they stopped playing baseball completely in Denver, that's a team that should move to just a different location.
And they have a beautiful field. Wow. I mean, you know, it sucks because their stadium's gorgeous. And didn't they win a World Series? Don't they have one?
No. They got into the World Series.
Yes.
Red Sox. That's right.
So all right, guys. Did I tell you my silly joke of the week? So there's a fisherman.
Please do.
Okay, a fisherman started dating a mermaid. You know where he met her? Online.
Oh, God.
That's a gasp from Russ.
That is really bad.
Here's our thoughts for the day. So someone broke into my garage last night and stole my limbo stick. I mean, seriously, how low can you go? There you go. I knew you'd know that one. And my wife dated a clown before marrying me. I had some big shoes to fill. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Why don't cannibals eat clowns?
Because they taste funny.
They taste funny. See you guys.
You
adios.